This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Please like this video, subscribe, and hit the notifications bell to make sure you never miss the latest from the Disney theme parks all around the world. Before we get to the news, I quickly want to plug that tomorrow night on the WDWNT TV channel, we're going to have a special evening with Piano Rob. You may know Rob from his performances at the Boathouse, or formerly at Jelly Rolls, or even the recent performance he had at the, Jake calls it church, the Rose and Crown at Epcot. But Rob is, of course, part of our WW News Tonight program, but he's doing a special program Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, where he'll be taking your request that's on our TV channel, a little something that's filling in while WW News Tonight is away. But be advised that WW News Tonight, our Thursday evening variety comedy show, whatever you'd like to call it, will be back on June 1st. So keep that in mind. But please join us tomorrow night, 9 p.m., for an evening with Piano Rob. And as well, you can actually join us in our studio if you're in the Orlando area. Tickets for that are available at wdwnewstonight.com. But here now, the news for May 17, 2023. Walt Disney World is offering a new type of ticket this summer to attract additional guests. The new ticket deal is called a four-park magic ticket and offers guests a discount over buying day tickets separately. Beginning May 23rd, guests can purchase a four-day, four-park magic ticket for $99 a day plus tax. That's $396 total plus tax. The special ticket includes one day of admission to each of the four Walt Disney World theme parks for a total of four admissions on four separate days. The deal does not include park hopping, obviously. No theme park reservations will be needed for this ticket. The four-park magic ticket will be valid from June 1st through September 29th. There are some blockout dates for the tickets, including July 1st through the 4th and September 1st through the 4th. In addition, tickets must be used within a week of their first activation or by September 29th, 2023, whichever comes first. Special events and activities are obviously not included in this ticket. Also, beginning May 16th, Florida residents can purchase the Disney Summer Magic Ticket for the Walt Disney World theme parks. Visitors can choose from a four-day ticket for $58 per day plus tax. That's $229 total plus tax. Or a three-day ticket for $70 per day plus tax. That's $209 total plus tax. With this ticket, advanced theme park reservations are required and are subject to availability. Guests are also able to add a park hopper option for additional $40 per ticket. These Disney Summer Magic tickets will be valid starting May 16th and usable through September 29th. There are blockout dates from May 26th through the 29th, July 1st through the 4th, and September 1st through the 4th. And each purchase ticket is valid for entering one theme park per day unless you buy that upgrade to the park hopper. And obviously, again, events not included in the price. In addition, Disney recently announced another deal for Floridians. The Sunshine State residents can visit Disney's Typhoon Lagoon Water Park with a two-day Disney Water Park ticket for the price of a one-day ticket. Proof of Florida residency is required for any of those Florida resident tickets. In a new video shared on the Disney World Passholder's Facebook page, Disney continues to tease a new Figment Passholder magnet coming soon. Imagine that, the caption reads, a hint for the next passholder magnet, but who could it be? The video features a white fence with the Mickey Mouse annual passholder logo above. It says new passholder magnet coming soon, painted in pink letters. The handwriting looks like that of Figment. We've seen his handwriting before in many places. A purple paintbrush with pink paint is at the end. Seen bouncing away. Disney first teased the new passholder magnet via the VI Passholder Days announcement, also using the word imagination to reference Figment. The last two posts on the Disney annual passholder Instagram page are also of Journey to Imagination at Epcot. Disney has not announced where the magnet will be available. And of course, a Figment magnet was previously released for the Epcot International Festival of the Arts in 2019. But the look of the passholder magnets has changed since then, usually featuring that Disney World D and a character, which is typically in the new Mickey Mouse shorts style. And I'm going to say this now. If Figment is in the new Mickey Mouse shorts animated style, to quote Seinfeld, there is not electricity in this world to electroshock me back into coherence if I have to see Figment in that animated form. But let us know how you feel in the comments. Maybe you feel differently from me. The Walt Disney Company is asking for a judge to dismiss or stay the lawsuit by the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District Board of Supervisors, reports Deadline. Disney filed a motion in Florida State Court in Orange County to declare the CFTOD board's state lawsuit moot. The motion states that Florida law requires the court to stay the lawsuit until Disney's own federal lawsuit against the board and Governor DeSantis is resolved. Quote, Disney's earlier filed an earlier served federal action is pending between substantially the same parties, and it involves substantially overlapping issues. In these circumstances, controlling precedents provide that the court lacks discretion to proceed with this case. Disney regrets that it is compelled to litigate these issues anywhere, but the federal action is the proper vehicle for first hearing the parties' dispute. In a recent exclusive interview with the American Conservative, Ron DeSantis proclaimed that Disney has vowed to wage a jihad against the Parental Rights in Education Act. He also provided commentary on the perceived injustices to other companies in the region, indicating that the way the Walt Disney Company has been able to run itself without government interference for the last 60 years is unfair to other businesses. During the interview, DeSantis discussed his opinions on the status of American corporations in general. Quote, those shilling for Disney need to come to terms with the fact that corporate America is not your friend on a lot of things, DeSantis added. And if you defer to corporations, you're going to end up seeing the economy and society go in ways that may not be advantageous for the majority of people. DeSantis explains that part of the reasoning behind his actions against Disney is their desire to wage a jihad against the Parental Rights in Education Act. Disney and DeSantis have been embroiled in a feud over Disney's public commentary on the bill last year, which began when Bob Chapek was still CEO. He also reiterated that the movement to take over the Reedy Creek Improvement District resulted from Disney's public stance. Quote, when Disney first came out against the bill, people in the legislature started floating the idea of going after Reedy Creek. For lack of better judgment, I'm going to stop and talk about this for a moment. We've said this before on the show. If you're about to be in litigation where someone's claiming you did something out of retaliation, it's probably not best to admit to it publicly, which that most definitely does. So I don't know what's going on. I mean, maybe they just figure they're not going to win anyway. So Ron's just trying to get political points and votes from people that agree. I don't really know what's going on, but that's interesting. The other thing that's interesting is, for those of you who watched this show for at least over 3 or 4 years, you probably remember when Florida was reopening. Florida was reopening before most states were reopening, many businesses, especially those that are heavily trafficked, that have a large attendance, right? Tourism areas, right? You may remember that it was Ron DeSantis, to his credit, which I think for the Florida economy worked out well. I think things, it helped things here for sure compared to other places. I mean, Disneyland, for an example, that was kind of a nightmare for the people that worked at Disneyland, that whole situation. They fought to reopen things early, and for the most part in the beginning, Disney did open safely during the pandemic. And, you know, Florida was very business first. That was their whole stance. And so for people that were so business first to have turned completely around in the course of 2 years is kind of crazy. These are the same people that went on and on that those early summer months in 2020 about how important it was to let businesses operate. And now these same people are saying how important it is to not let corporations have their way. Those are two very different narratives, right? So it's just crazy how much things have changed in 3 years. It's like, well, you're my friend until you're not anymore, right? So again, we'll see what happens. But I just, it's hard to read news that does not align with other news you've read before and not stop and talk about it for a second. So we'll move on, though. According to eyewitness reports, a fight broke out at the train station in the Magic Kingdom on April 15th. On that afternoon, around 1:30 p.m., a rather vicious altercation happened between the park entrance and the train station right in front of the Mickey Mouse floral. What a place for a brawl. Based on the reports and pictures from the fight, there appears to be some injuries, though we're unaware of the severity. Obviously, police reports from such events do take some number of weeks to come out. But eyewitnesses provided a photo of one guest's face completely covered in blood. We are going to show this now. A warning, a couple seconds before we show this, that it's pretty graphic. You've been warned if you want to stop or pause the show or skip ahead, now is a good time to do so. And now we're showing it. Yeah, it's pretty bad. That's a picture that a guest took in a Disney park. It's real, real bad. The police were called to the scene where they reportedly had to tackle one of the guests involved in order to arrest them. No other details were available at the time of publication. And unfortunately, this is far from the first time we have seen a brawl of this nature at the most magical place on Earth. We have documented many, many, many on this show over the past few years. You may remember the most famous, I think, in July of 2022, the Fantasyland Brawl, as it's been titled. And of course, there were a number of fights that happened on the Magic Kingdom ferry boats as well. So a continuing unfortunate trend at Walt Disney World, guests getting into altercations, probably over things that are not worth getting into fights about. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, Be Our Guest Vacations. Your dream vacation begins with Be Our Guest Vacations and their concierge team of expert vacation planners. Head on over to BeOurGuestVacations.com/WDWNT, and their team will design your next magical vacation, from Disney World and Disneyland Resorts to the Disney Cruise Line to Adventures by Disney and more. They're also able to book unforgettable VIP tours where you and your group can experience the ultimate park day. The best part is their concierge services are 100% free, so book today. A new Cinderella Castle watercolor magic shot is available in the hub at the Magic Kingdom. The new photo opportunity from Disney PhotoPass makes a photo look like a painting and removes other guests from the background. Good. Especially the bloody ones. Let's get them removed. The magic shot is available from the PhotoPass photographer across from the partner statue at Magic Kingdom for a limited time from 9 a.m. through 2:30 p.m. They should probably keep some version of this, right? One where they, maybe there's just one where they could remove guests from the background. They're probably pretty popular. I think people would want that. Guests can once again meet with Buzz Lightyear near Space Ranger Spin in Tomorrowland at the Magic Kingdom. He's sporting his updated look as well. Since the parks reopened due to COVID, Buzz has only been available as a character sighting from afar, at least at the Magic Kingdom. Buzz is featuring again his new look, which debuted at the American Disney Parks in 2022, debuted internationally in 2021. The Akershus Royal Banquet Hall, it's a princess dining location in the Norway Pavilion at Epcot, reopened a couple months ago with dinner service only, but just this week brought back, because they're heavily revamped, brought a breakfast and a lunch service of some kind back this week. In fact, both are now family style, and the menu, obviously because it's not a buffet, is somewhat different from before. Myself and Eric Morton went to check it out, so if you want to see two grown men go to a princess meal and review it for you, you can watch right here on the channel. You can also read the reviews if you prefer at WDWNT.com. But it is back, so you could do breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Akershus once again in Epcot. The Roundup Rodeo Barbecue at Disney's Hollywood Studios was closed yesterday, May 16th, and guests were being sent to other restaurants in the park. The unexpected closure was reportedly due to an issue with the kitchen. Guests with reservations for the Roundup Rodeo Barbecue were being told they could go to any other Hollywood Studios restaurant except the Sci-Fi Dine-In. Luckily, the restaurant did reopen today, but obviously that was a hard reservation to get for a little while, so I'm sure a lot of people were kind of sad they got turned away. Probably was for the better, because most of the other restaurants at Hollywood Studios, I think, are a little better. But obviously you wanted to eat there if you had a reservation. New cast member name tags have made their debut at the Walt Disney World Resort. The new design features a gold star above a navy-colored silhouette of Cinderella Castle and white stars across the background. The top of the name tag has the Walt Disney World logo, and underneath that it has the cast member's name and hometown. Walt Disney World's tagline, "The most magical place on Earth," is centered on the bottom. Costume designer Joshua Winchester said of the design, "The singular golden star above Cinderella Castle represents our cast, who are the guiding light for the Walt Disney World Resort, while the field of stars represents that little sprinkling of pixie dust our cast members carry while making magic for our guests." The blue color scheme was inspired by the color palette of Cinderella. The name tag has a glossy finish, so it actually sparkles and shines. I've seen them in person now. I think they're an improvement. I like them. They're nice. Guests booking a Walt Disney World vacation at a deluxe resort may notice that the preferred hotel room type is no longer an option. The resorts have switched to a simplified classification system with only three room types for most deluxe resort hotels. Guests will now choose between a theme park view when possible based on the resort location, a water view, or resort view at deluxe resort hotels. Historically, you would be able to choose different classifications within each option. These additional modifiers have largely been removed from deluxe resorts. The change condenses the list of options considerably when looking to book a hotel room. Guests are still able to leave a note requesting a specific room or view, but the resort will not be able to guarantee your choice at booking. The digital sign installed over Southbound World Drive at the Walt Disney World Resort just last week is now on and operating. spans almost the entire width of the road. It's on the road between the Magic Kingdom and Epcot. And now that it's on, it informed guests that all three lanes lead to the Epcot Resort area, Disney's Hollywood Studios and Animal Kingdom. The side of the screen points to the next right for Epcot and Disney Springs. The stripes across the digital screen only show in photos. They're easier to read when you're actually there in person and driving past them. Want to note that. Of course, over the past year, we've seen them getting rid of the old purple and red exit signs from the 1990s. Those are replaced with the blue and gold signage. Some of those now replaced with digital signage. Of course, there's been some backlash from fans, myself included, that these signs lack perhaps the magic and the interest of the old signage that was very much unique to Disney World. Seeing a digital road sign like this that goes over the span of the road is much more common out in the real world, right? And so it's interesting the last couple of years how we've seen the Disney roadways become more like those of the outside world, not only in regards to the signage, right, but these flyovers, right? The original Disney World property, the road's very flat, everything on ground level, right? And then the last couple of years, they've built, especially by Magic Kingdom, all these different flyovers, and we're getting all this more standard road signage, some that goes just across the roadway, digital signage. It's, I don't know if I like it. I don't know. I think it makes some of Disney World feel more like the rest of the world, which is the opposite of the feeling you want at Disney World, right? It's supposed to be this escape, so... but let us know in the comments how you feel. Do you care? Do you not care? I'd like to know. A groundbreaking ceremony was held at Tokyo Disneyland on Tuesday to officially kick off the construction of the completely new Space Mountain. The project was announced and concept art was released in April of 2022. The art shows new versions of both the attraction and the Tomorrowland Plaza. The iconic attraction and its building, which was cloned from the Disneyland version of the ride, opened with the park on April 15th of 1983, will presumably be demolished or heavily modified for this new version. Kenji Yoshida, the president and COO of the Oriental Land Company, and Toshio Kagami, the chairman and CEO of OLC, were both present at the groundbreaking ceremony, which per tradition was held in the Japanese style. Tamagushi Oten, as it's known, is a traditional Shinto ceremony where a branch of the sacred Sakaki tree is offered by a priest as an offering to the gods for safe construction. President Kagami received the Tamagushi, as seen in the photo you're looking at now. Traditionally, a mound of dirt similarly shaped to Mount Fuji is formed, which the most important representative of the project then breaks as a symbolic beginning of construction. That honor was performed by Yoshida. Construction walls did go up in October of 2022, carving out a large section of land and cutting into the bus lot behind the attraction as crews prepared for work to begin. Approximately 56 billion yen, or 437 million U.S. dollars, will be spent on the project. The Space Mountain name and theme will be retained, as well as Coca-Cola's sponsorship. The current version of Space Mountain will close in 2024, and the new version will open with the updated Tomorrowland Plaza in 2027. The new coaster will be the first new thrill attraction at Tokyo Disney Resort since the Tower of Terror opened way back in 2006. Former CEO Bob Chapek, current CFO Christine McCarthy, and former entertainment chief Kareem Daniel are listed as defendants in a new lawsuit filed against the Walt Disney Company. The lawsuit claims the corporation restructured last year during Chapek's leadership only to create a fraudulent scheme hiding Disney Plus streaming costs in order to deceive investors of actual losses and inflate growth trajectory for the service. According to Bloomberg Law, a lawsuit has been filed in the U.S. District Court for the Central District of California. Within, former Disney CEO Bob Chapek is on a list of defendants, again, that includes Christine McCarthy and Kareem Daniel. The filing states these executives, quote, repeatedly misled investors about the success of the Disney Plus platform by concealing the true cost of the platform, concealing the expense and difficulty of maintaining robust Disney Plus subscriber growth, and claiming that the platform was on track to achieve profitability. The lawsuit is a securities class action on behalf of all purchasers of the Disney common stock between December 10th of 2020 and November 8th of 2022. The proposed class is estimated to include possibly thousands of members, and the pension fund seeks damages and injunctive relief on its securities fraud claims. The lawsuit goes on to claim the October 2020 restructuring of the Walt Disney Company was a dramatic departure from Disney's historical reporting structure. The lawsuit also states the restructuring was hugely controversial within the company because it took power away from creative content-focused executives and centralized it in a new reporting group led by defendant Daniel, who reported directly to defendant Chapek. Chapek, of course, was unceremoniously fired on November 20th, 2022, and when Iger returned to replace Chapek, one of his first moves was to undo that restructuring and remove Daniel from the company. I will not lie, Bob Chapek being named to a lawsuit brings a smile to my face. This is tremendous. I look forward to following this and seeing what happens. You know, imagine, I just want to put this out into the universe if I can. Imagine if Bob Chapek were to lose all the money he was paid off in the end. That would be so good. So good. Anyway, for the absolute latest on these stories, sorry, I'm an evil, mean person, I know. For the absolute latest on these stories and all those that didn't make it into today's show, be sure to check WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. That way you know when Bob Chapek loses all his money. You can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, and more. A special shout out to all of our WIGS members watching who make this show happen every week. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
This is Disney Entertainment News Today. I'm Rob Whiteside, and here now are the top Disney Entertainment stories.
For the latest in Disney Entertainment News, watch Disney Entertainment News Today, hosted by Rob Whiteside. From movies and series news to stage shows, books, video games, and more, new episodes drop every Tuesday on WWNT.TV.